Welcome to the Legion of Renob! This is episode 1 of season 1 of our 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast, also known as the Legion of Renob. This season is called the Trucebreaker's Trust, our first ever adventure into the continent of Renob. Before we get started, there's just a few things I want to go over. First, this is an adult podcast. We use adult language and innuendo. If you are 10 and watching this and understand it, kudos! Though I probably want to have a long talk with your parents. Secondly, the only person with any Dungeons & Dragons experience here is Tony. The rest of us are all learning the game together. Now that you're here, you can learn it with us! Finally, I am actually Clark from the long-distant future of Season 2. I just want to note that quite a few of our earlier episodes had some audio bugs. Apologies for that, but our audio quality does steadily improve, so bear with us. Alright, I think that's everything. Let's get started listening to The Legion of Renob!
Artichoke dip chips.
All right, Tony, go.
I'm Tony. I will be playing the Forest Gnome Wizard High King Sibo. He's an illusion wizard of types. He's kind of like a crazy forest guy who doesn't really understand the social norms of the outside world. And basically, he's wandering, looking for this dragonborn who managed to destroy his entire civilization.
Are we supposed to say this much?
Oh, no.
This is just, you know, my character.
This could be a loser.
Whatever. He's basically...
I'm not saying that much.
So he's like without a kingdom, essentially, and he's looking for some dragonborn. But more than anything, he's not seeking revenge. He's just trying to understand how somebody could destroy an entire nation single-handedly. All he knows is that whoever it was looking for dwarves, and for whatever reason mistook gnomes for dwarves. So he's just trying to understand how someone so, like, blatantly stupid could still single-handedly destroy his civilization. That's essentially what he's doing.
Well,
he's like, he's seeking the knowledge of this, like, powerful being that managed to take down a civilization.
All so right, I think that's a good place to wrap it up, Chris.
Yeah. Well, hi, I'm Chris. I played this nerd shit exactly 0 times, but this is good. So, without knowing it, Tony has fashioned his character against mine, which is Dragonface, the Dragonborn.
Well, he doesn't necessarily know that you are the guy who destroyed his
civilization. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's a different
dragon. What, you think we all look alike?
He's not going to make assumptions, because he knows it was a Dragonborn, but he doesn't know that it was you.
All right. Well, my backstory is I dealt in dwarf slavery.
You dealt in dwarf slavery.
Now people need stuff done, and they need it free sometimes, so...
No high shelves.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are limitations to dwarves, but obviously their cages are easier to keep them in. Oh my god. Anyway, so, the backstory, basically, I'll just break it down. Dual-wielding trident, dwarf slaver, awesome.
8 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, 8 feet tall and kind of an asshole.
He's streetwise to the point where he can play dumb to get away with things.
Yes, sometimes he is dumb.
What's his intel?
Sometimes he is,
what's
in fact, dumb.
Intelligence is 13.
It's 13.
So somehow our...
So slightly higher than average, but he plays up the dumb idiot role highly to get away with shit.
So somehow our brute managed to roll himself 13 intelligence and is actually not the dumbest guy on the team, even though he's gonna act like it.
Now to the dumbest guy on the team, unfortunately.
Alright, I'm Andrew. I've played this no times at all. My character is Nizetto, a dwarf cleric. He escaped the slaving of his village by the dragon man.
Crap, I have to work this in really fast, my origin.
Enough! Yeah, that's
alright, alright.
Is that what you want? Is that good for you, Andrew?
Later, after he joined the Order of the Beautiful Beard, the Order of Dwarven Clerics, he arrives in a town on his quest to track the dragon who enslaved his father. All he remembers is a trident.
Oh god! I don't want to be the only one that doesn't hate Dragon Face.
I don't hate Dragon Face. I'm just curious of the dragon folk, and I think they're like all powerful beings who can take down civilization.
So when I make comments about how easy it is to kill like whatever you are,
a gnome,
and a gnome,
I'll be like, tell me more, please. I must understand these techniques.
Okay.
To better my people.
A lot of stabbing.
All right. Lastly, but not leastly, we have Winston.
Hi, I'm Winston. I'm single, lady. Wait, sorry.
This is the wrong place for that.
Ladies, aren't we going to be listening to a D&D podcast?
I don't want to judge ladies.
Maybe by
if
accident.
You're here.
So
I think you worked it in early.
I'm going to get it out of the way fast because I assume they're going to be tuning out.
He always works it in early if you know what I'm doing.
So I am playing as I have played this one time for an hour, so not a ton of experience.
So you can say expert.
I am Lenny Swifthands, a half elf rogue who was kicked out of his family's carnival for stealing too much. His love of treasure and screwing other people over drives him. He has no history with Dragon Face.
But, not yet.
But he does carry... He has heard that dwarves are good dwarf teeth are good luck, and carries a sack of stolen dwarf teeth around. Alright.
Alright,
that
dwarf
does it for Lenny Swifthands.
It should also be said that I do have the most experience playing D&D at this table. I've played several times.
Don't worry, it's obvious.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Maybe yeah. Not to all the girls listening.
Ladies, I'm not.
Alright, so, we find our adventures in the seaside town of Fasht. They all have different reasons for being here, and we won't stay here long, but let's hear why they're in the seaside town. Tony?
Okay, so Sibo's here seeking out dragon folk, because they're not the most common. He decided maybe a port town would be the place to find such people, such destroyers of civilizations.
Lenny Swifthands heard that a pirate ship had recently gone down off the shore, hoping for some of that sweet, sweet treasure. Low hanging fruit, guys.
That's the only kind of fruit.
Mazzetto heard from a contact within the Order that a dragon dual-wielding trident was spotted in the
village. Luckily for him.
Work hard not to kill each other in this party.
Dragon Base is there because this port town just so happens to be a bustling economy for slave traders. So I've got three pretty well-built dwarves that are, like, good for... You know, cleaning or whatever, and
hitting things with warrant. No, cleaning.
This is a different.
Put them in a little maid outfit.
Yeah, I was going to say a little sexy maid outfit.
This is a city, okay? You don't need miners in a city. You sell the mining dwarves to the miners.
I'm always trying to pick up some miners.
I
know what I mean.
So these are like the weaker people or dwarves.
So I'm in the town center, whatever you call that, with a big, like, you know, like when you see those like slave things, like where it's like.
Like trading blocks.
I'm gonna go ahead and renege that right there. I'm gonna go ahead and say no.
What was that N-word?
Oh my god. So
we're not going there.
He's not in the town center. He's in the black market. Totally different.
Okay.
Because we're not
there's still
gonna
slave
suddenly
blocks.
Make slavery legal.
This town is a lot less interesting.
It's like a million years
it's
ago.
It's an illegal thing.
So is there like an undercity to Fasht?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fasht. Okay, so all of our heroes. Oh, jeez,
go ahead.
All of our heroes are doing different things. When all
Your
of a sudden.
Heroes.
Yeah.
Appearance.
When all of a sudden, a magical sparkle appears before their eyes.
Is this, like, in the middle of town, or is it just, like, individual?
It's all of town. So
sparkles are everywhere.
Yeah, so sparkles are everywhere.
Okay.
Chris, Andrew, no, I'll have to use, yeah. So, Sibo, Dragonface, and Mizzetto are all lulled asleep.
I do get
a Lenny Swifthands.
Do I get a saving throw for that?
You do not.
Okay.
Do Lenny Swifthands is actually, no. Lenny Swifthands is immune to sleep magic.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Oh, take all their money.
So Lenny
I have advantage on saving throws against magic.
This it's wasn't fine, magic.
It's okay.
This was a stealth bomb.
I have a lot of strength. Yeah. Does that help?
No.
I punched the dream.
Okay, so Lenny Swifthands is immune to sleep magic. So, he's still awake and everyone else is asleep. Lenny, what are you going to do?
So I'm surrounded by a bunch of unconscious people?
Unconscious people? Oh, man.
Can you describe the unconscious people? Is it just these three?
Various people. Ones? Everyone in the town is asleep.
I'm going to find the person in the fanciest clothes and attempt to take their wallet.
All right. Roll for dexterity.
Do you really have to do that on an unconscious corpse?
Though? Yeah, that too.
No, he does.
Okay. Oh, is he like avoiding waking him up?
14.
Plus, okay, plus you successfully take the man's
sleight
wallet.
Of hand.
Yeah, you got that. So you got that dang wallet. It's full of cheddar.
Stealing from the unconscious.
Yeah. So
Lenny
you need to be particularly swift.
So, the unconscious traveler, the rich man, has 32 GP. Get that money. But as soon as you are able to count your winnings, someone bops you on the back of the head. still had the money though.
Roll for like
he just gets it in his pocket.
Yeah,
and he's like, plot device.
I have perception.
Slap.
Yeah, sense it.
What D20?
Probably passive perception.
Yeah, D20.
Yeah, you gotta roll a 20.
It would be a 12.
13.
Plus, is this a dex saving throw, or is this just a... If it's a dex saving throw, we got like a 19. No, 18.
Okay.
For some reason, I think I needed a 25.
Okay, so you were just in time to sense someone coming up behind you. You turn to spot him, and you get hit in the face.
So I get to see who it is.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's a dude.
what are they wearing? Are they cute?
Sunglasses
or are they single?
On, long hair, and he's like, man.
It's an old elven man with a long white beard and wearing a large purple cloak.
All right.
Okay. But you got bopped in the face.
All right.
So you're going to wake up with a nasty bruise.
At least I got that wallet.
Get that money. All right. Yeah. So we're getting right down to it then. Our group of stalwart travelers find themselves on a kobold slaver ship as they come awake. Their equipment taken and their legs in chains. They are...
Can I go first?
Let him finish our hellish adventure.
You'll get there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll probably determine actions this way. Right. Or this way, I don't care.
The clockwise. Ship is sailing to the east, towards the sun.
Is that significant?
It's morning. Yeah. And sunny, with a cool breeze coming across the stern of the ship. The ship creaks eerily as it rocks, as if any small collision will tear it apart. The blood-red sails whip against the wind as the ship skirts forward, cutting the tiny waves in two. You are chained right behind the ship's wheel. The apparent captain stands with his back to you, steering the ship. Beyond, you can count roughly 20 kobolds all busying themselves on deck, singing a hearty sea shanty in their gruff, Lazilian tones. What?
what
is a kobold?
A couple that's like a little dragon man.
So that I can speak to them.
I assume
they speak English.
Another word for pocket.
Common.
They speak common, which
they're
common.
On this DM screen here.
These guys?
Yeah.
Common
little,
is English.
They're kind of like known for being tricky little bastards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
These guys are slavers, so maybe you can.
I'm sure they've heard my work.
The captain cheers his men as they sing another round. He wears a scarlet jacket worn and torn from years of what you can assume to be slaving. He is more imposing than his fellow kobolds and obviously older as well, having scars and flared scales to show his experience. At his side, a glittering sword. Alright, guys.
My turn.
Your move.
Okay, how much does it take to blast a chain with fire breath?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, he can do that, can't he?
I suppose if you allowed it. I think probably just a straight-up strength check to break the binds.
And how much would that be?
How much?
Well, you wouldn't know that. You just, if you want to do it, you try.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Alright.
Go for it! Yeah! You rolled one.
One? Does it work? Alright.
Unless they were, like, the frailest, like, so shittiest rolls.
The chains are made out of paper. No! Fuck you! That's a one!
He just grunts and farts.
I will say critical fails and critical successes don't count on skill checks, but rolling a one still is low enough to fucking roll.
Dragon Man notices the chains instantly and pulls against them. The chains don't budge an inch.
Wait, but his natural ferocity does show.
We'll get there. The captain notices you struggling and laughs.
Alright, last fire again.
Oobda oobda, Han Solo.
Is that a thing you can do?
What?
I mean,
I want to blast fire at the captain.
He wants to blast fire at me. What's the range? What's the range of your
I don't know. What do you say?
I believe it's, what, 15-foot cone, probably?
All right, he's too far away.
He's probably, like, up behind you.
Is one of his lackeys close to me?
Oh.
The ship is wood. Just burn down the ship.
I burned the ship!
Mouth bounders are just like... Oh, the couple's too dumb.
Yeah, he has a total gag. No, screw your fire.
I will.
You can't derail.
You can't just make up rules.
Tony made it.
Oh, wait, yeah,
you can't derail this campaign that soon. Nice try.
Am I sitting next to Andrew?
Yeah, what order are we changing?
Yeah, order.
I would almost allow it.
Can I breathe on Andrew? No, you can't breathe at all. You're suffocating.
Screw you, Dragon Face.
Okay.
You don't even know who Ender is. He's a dwarf.
Alright, so the chain
hates dwarves.
I do hate dwarves.
Okay, well, you know what? He's probably super pissed off. He's like, ah, chain up with this goddamn dwarf. That's sweaty.
Alright, don't touch me with your filthy dwarf hands.
How's the fuel, Dragon?
You can breathe fire, but you'll hurt your mouth.
I do?
Yeah, because now you have a gag on.
Why, I have a gag on?
Yeah.
You could probably burn it off.
I'll burn the gag off.
No, it's made of metal. It's like a muzzle.
What the fuck?
He's making it up as he goes along.
That's what Zandra's mastery is!
It gets one a day, so you could have him burn it off, be able to speak, and then not be able to use it for the rest.
I don't want
to
do it if that's the case.
Okay.
If you do manage to escape, there are other ways to escape. If you do manage to escape, you could take the muzzle off, and then you could burn the ship down. With everyone on it.
Can I
thus ending the campaign?
Can I speak?
No,
to the captain? No, the muscle's preventing me.
No, no. Someone else can speak to the captain.
What the fuck?
This seems like it's really broken.
Well, couples are kind of draconic in nature, so they probably know dragons and know that they can breathe fire. So I guess...
Okay, fine.
They're conniving little bastards.
They plan on it.
Can I give him the finger?
Yes.
I give the captain the finger.
All the bound captain's up back is turned to you. He does not see it, therefore your insult comes on death.
And you turn. Can I cast the spell?
If... I'm assuming his hands are bound, correct?
His hands are bound, but you can cast a spell if you don't need any materials for it.
No, it's just
probably
so
like
I
speech only.
Verbal.
Yes. Yeah. You're not. You don't have a muscle.
I cast command on the captain.
Does that only require? Well, let's look at that.
Okay.
Okay. What, so, yeah, you totally can. It says only verbal components.
May I see it?
So you basically say a magic word, and you're like, "Yo, dog."
Awesome.
All right. You have.
I didn't know that just had verbal. That's nice.
All right.
Sure,
you have the captain's attention. What are you going to make him do?
Unchain us.
What is this?
Us?
Oh, read the spell.
Even Dragon Face?
Read the spell.
Yeah. You speak a one-word command to a creature you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. Or fail.
So he rolled a 13, which means that you succeed in persuading.
You persuade the captain. He's like, fine. So... the captain comes over and unchains you
first. He said all.
He said first.
Okay.
Is there anything you do? Or are you going to...
I'll continue unchaining
the rest. The captain unchains the entire team with the first mate looking on with confusion.
Did he like trick him with his mind or something?
Yeah,
he casts magic.
He's
magic.
A wizard.
I heard the magic.
He's a cleric.
My bad. Well, he's some sort of cleric.
Was that a first level spell?
It was a Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, okay. They're an enchantment. Yeah.
All right, so
you'll want to make note of that.
These are not the dragon faces you're looking for.
Where should I put that?
We haven't gone that far.
Just you can mark it here.
All right,
so use one of your two.
Everyone, roll for perception.
Am I actively looking, or is it just passive perception?
It's passive perception.
So I got an 11 for my passive.
18?
Your passive
can see you can see the world.
So do I
So that's like, no, this is just like 18. Ooh, don't
Andrew
roll,
and I
so it's something
lines.
Like...
Smarties, your best friends already.
Goes by. If you're actively looking, you roll.
So what do I say? Just 11?
Just 12.
About 12.
Okay. Thankfully, Andrew, sorry, I gotta start using the names. Dragonface and Mizzetto both notice in the crow's nest, quickly approaching, two winged kobolds, also known as Urds. The two kobolds join the captain on the deck, as well as his first mate.
How many little dragons
and his
are
swabby.
There?
So you're fighting two kobolds, two Urds, and the captain.
Are we have to fight them?
Who said
yes.
Fighting?
Are they coming at us?
They're coming at you because the captain's pissed
off.
Oh,
so they were like lookouts and they're like, what the fuck you doing, bro? And
yeah.
Then they're coming to slap
you.
Yeah.
You can try and talk your way out of this one soon, but it's going to be a tough one.
I'd like to try. There's no downside to trying, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, bro.
I'd like to say that this is a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So, I'll roll my d20?
Yeah, roll that d20.
Excuse me, sir. We're not black.
Ooh, 15.
Plus, Tony, I'm sorry, is it plus persuasion?
If you're trying to persuade him, then it's plus persuasion. If you're trying to intimidate him, it's plus intimidation.
I'm trying to persuade.
Okay.
So that'd be a 21 total.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
What do you tell him?
He made me captain of the ship.
No.
That would be unbelievable. It would probably make it harder for you.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was levels of what lie I could do.
Well, it's all up to the DM.
You have to tell me something that's persuasive.
Something that's story appropriate.
Captain decided to let us join his crew instead of being slaves.
What if I don't want to?
Well, three of us. He said, well, three of us are going to be deckhands and guards. Dragonface over here will be our anchor.
I remember that.
Dragonface will remember this.
That's funny because he doesn't know Dragonface's name, so he's just trying to be derogative towards him.
You have heard of me.
All right. So the captain replies to Winston's persuasion check. Lenny's persuasion check. The Urds stand down. Still look suspicious though, so don't try anything. You. The captain laughs.
Ha! I like the cut of your jib. Unfortunately, we're being paid a very large amount of money to get through to the island. So, you're welcome to walk aboard. But don't do anything stupid and keep control of your dragon face!
Do you want a mutiny?
Oh, yeah. Does this guy look like somebody that we can just kill? Like, it. What's
he's
his,
like?
What, does he look like stronger? Well, you said he looks stronger.
He looks stronger, but he's stronger for a kobold.
That's true.
So
how many kobolds are there total?
There are 20 in total.
Okay, so it's like a full goddamn ship.
Are they strong or no?
Kobolds aren't strong by
themselves. That's a lot.
But 20 is a lot.
They're a lot.
I'm gonna. Oh, it's Mrs. Oh, no, he talked to him.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I'm gonna, like, go down deck. I wanna see what's in. Like, I'm gonna just explore the ship.
Alright, the captain looks at you with glee, breathes a hearty chuckle. With breath smelling like fish and death.
Wait, is this aimed at me?
No.
Oh.
Tony, right?
As Tony decides to explore the ship because he likes the ship.
The slave ship?
Yeah, it's his ship. He's proud of it. It's like owning a Challenger.
Yeah, Sibyl's going around like checking everything out, like trying to gain information and stuff.
All right.
Not in like a I'm gonna
better
steal shit kind of way, but more of like a genuine interest in just learning.
Well, yeah.
Better than
okay.
Normal people.
The captain speaks.
Welcome to the Rat's Gallery. It used to be a penultimate vessel before shipping soldiers, holy knights, Bah! Took it whilst they sold logs. Ha!
Alright, so the captain just told you...
I want to roll for perception, because I can't understand all
right,
that.
Alright, yeah, go ahead. The captain just told you that he stole the ship. And he's had it since then. And he loves the ship very much.
Oh, man, it should be a shame if somebody...
It would be a shame if a mutiny were to happen. Yeah, Dragonface ungagged?
No, he's not.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you probably took it off himself.
Why would I not be ungagged?
Because you didn't take it off yourself.
The captain is mind controlled, and I convinced them that we're part of the crew. I think they would take off the gag.
So he's probably.
I'm definitely ungagged.
You can take it off yourself.
Alright, fine.
Alright, you're ungagged.
I take off the damn gag.
Yeah, the gag's gone.
Alright.
Okay.
Is the captain alone?
The captain's not alone. Yes. He has a swabby. His first mate.
You're fired.
He has his swabby next to him. His first mate's a few feet away at the steer at the wheel.
How many sails are on this boat?
Two.
Ooh.
I burned them.
The flammable sails.
No, you know, I'll talk.
Stuck in the
ocean. I'll talk together. I talk to the captain.
You cannot use a dwarf as a life vest.
Alright, I want to talk to the captain.
Alright, what do you want to say?
I want to say, hey bro, like, I'm sure you heard of my work. We're both slavers. What are you doing taking us to wherever? Slave town's the other way.
What up, homie? Does Dragonface have, like, some knowledge of the
slave trade? I would assume I would
know.
He does have knowledge of the slave trade, I assume.
Yeah.
So he could probably roll, like, a history check or something to, like, just see what he knows about, like...
Yeah.
Where we're possibly going.
I got a plus one history. Look at me go.
Unless he just, like, has no clue. Is he, like, a mainland slave trader? Like, he doesn't do the ship thing? He's just...
He could do that. However, the place that we're going isn't a normal slaving.
Oh, so you're like... You know that it's not... Something's up.
So I understand something's not kosher about this whole thing.
Yeah, you can ask him where you're going.
I ask him where we're going.
All right, Let me try and do this voice again. If it don't work, I apologize.
All right.
Bumbox holds no secrets.
His name is Captain Bumbox.
Okay.
Bumbox. I've heard some of your sweet rhymes, Captain. Secrets made for bad drinking companions. Bumbox is taking you to the island of No Holds Barred.
I love it.
To the warlock Trucebreaker. Breaker has picked you from the mainland to aid him. For what? Bumbox does not have the mistiest. But Breaker has paid handsomely for your transport. Slaver ships make good for trafficking people for some reason.
I want to get off the boat just so I don't have to hear him anymore.
Yeah, all right, now I say, that's a pretty sword. ... I would like it.
Okay, so Bumbox's mood changes instantly to your intimidation.
My intimidation hasn't started yet.
What that was it?
Was that actually
that was polite conversation?
Say it like awkwardly, and he's like, "No."
I would like to whisper into his ear.
Chris, get really close to the mic and whisper into it seductively in your dragon face voice.
Where's your dragon face voice?
I gotta figure one out.
It sounds a lot like Chris.
Just using rap jargon. What up, what up, my dwarves? Jiggity, right. Jiggity.
Hey, Captain. Hey, Captain. You ever felt dragon dick? Not as scaly as you'd think it would be.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
Are you expecting to get stabbed?
I want our stuff back.
Are you expecting to get stabbed though?
Wait, what?
Are you expecting to get stabbed? Are you expecting to get stabbed though?
I'm expecting it to work.
Roll an intimidation check.
How much do I need?
It needs to be a 20.
Here, roll this.
Bro.
Roll.
There are 20 of them on the ship.
Yeah.
It's easy to
You sure you want to pick a fight with the captain?
How about instead of that?
You already whispered in his ear. Your time has passed, sir. Roll for intimidation.
Eight. That's pretty close.
8 plus 4.
That's a 6 plus 4, so that's
all 6.
That's 10.
Alright, the captain stabs you.
Wait, can I fight him?
Yeah, after he stabs you.
Can I breathe fire at him now?
No, because he's stabbing you.
Can you undo that?
No!
Okay. Alright, so, okay, give me a D4.
Alright. For baby level one. All right. Damage.
Yeah, he is. You get hit by 3 damage.
Not very much.
It's a surprise attack because you are really close. You were really close to the captain, so he stabs you. Because you're intimidating him and you failed.
Oh, okay.
You know, so,
you have 7 left.
So the captain says.
Make sure you mark that, otherwise you'll forget.
Okay.
It's nice, just keep a running total next to it. Don't erase it every time.
Okay.
Bombax does not like your jokes!
Who's joking?
I don't
want
you.
He says with a dagger.
No! Yeah, so you're super stabbed right now.
Try that again, and you will die.
Which,
you probably will. Can I fight him now?
Can you fight him now? Yeah. Does the team want to fight Bumbox?
Lenny does not associate with his dragon person.
Alright.
I guess no.
Okay.
It seems like a quick end of the journey.
It'd be pretty quick, but I mean, there's probably some way you can do this. Like, if you all work together.
Kind of threatened to burn down the ship now.
You totally can. Does the team consent to this?
Well, we're not a team yet.
You're right.
I haven't even spoken
you're
to this.
You're right. Do you want to burn down the ship?
Use your wisdom. Use your intelligence.
Wisdom check.
How hard would it be to burn down the ship?
Easily. There's I told you the ship is going
to... Two sails.
Okay.
How close are we to this island?
So the threat would be very real to the captain if I was to threaten to burn down his ship that he loves so much.
We could just, like...
You already failed the
first intimidation check.
You can, like, pretend that Dragonface is crazy, and he's just like gonna like, he's like willing to starve us out at sea, so we'll just like burn the sails and we'll be stuck here forever.
Yeah, how close are
so we can,
to this
we can,
island
like,
or to the main shore?
It's within view by now.
Thank okay.
Yeah. It's not that close. It's gonna be a swim.
Alright, well then I ask him how it would be a shame if his ship burned out. All and right. He should give us our stuff back.
Did you want to get stabbed
like,
again?
Does he puff fire out of his nostrils?
Okay, that seems like I should have a lower check for the intimidation then. So that's more likely to happen.
Fine!
Yeah!
Roll your d20 at your
limit. Roll your d20.
Alright. That's a real 8. Oh, that's a 9.
Plus whatever you had.
The captain is...
Plus 4!
Gonna stab you again.
What? What did I need?
Your intimidation check. You need to get a 15. Your intimidation check was not that
14.
Great.
14!
I said 14.
14,
no,
no,
I have
15.
14. Where did it say 15?
He makes up the numbers.
A 15 is considered something that's, I think...
You hard. Have high strength. Intimidation should be easy to you. But no, you're like, oh, I'm gonna...
He just comes off as like a dumb idiot.
He's like, oh, how about I burn the thing down?
I'm gonna shoot the ship for your fire.
All right, guys, your dragon freeze is gonna die, probably.
Are we all on the upper deck?
You're not, but they are.
Okay.
They
hey, guys.
Did I ever see what was below?
I don't care about you. I don't know you. You're just some idiot that keeps picking a fight, and I have to talk our way out of everything.
I'm gonna actually cast sleep on Dragonface.
Really? Yes, good idea.
Let's see. Effects 5d8 hit dice.
Can you see what's happening more? Because you're below deck.
Yeah, I was
going well. Okay.
You're on the bottom deck, but you weren't allowed into the captain's quarters, so you're still within this
deck. I want to intervene with some. Dang it. Well, I've been searching for dragonborns this long, and I'm not going to let them die.
Good reason. Your ass is getting saved right now. I hope you know that. Let's see if he actually rolls for sleep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I feel like the fire should have really.
Your intimidation check wasn't that good. The first one was a 20. The second one was a 15. I gave you a plus 5, and you still disappointed me. I set my expectations lower.
That was like so high still though.
Well, let's
see.
That
should have 3.
Intimidation ain't easy.
6, 12.
There'll be easier intimidation.
So 22 hit this. 22 HP worth of creatures. I'm assuming you have less than 22 hit points left, Chris.
Dragonface is asleep. Thank God, because you guys are about to get killed.
I'm gonna run up to Dragonface and like.
What do you mean, you guys?
Like,
I'm lovable.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone but Winston was gonna.
Lenny.
Die.
I'm gonna
everyone
run up to
Lenny was gonna
Dragonface. I'm gonna like start like taking measurements of like his arms and his like mouth and stuff.
All right, Sibo.
Wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I also make an action?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should start doing like.
I would like to take Dragon Face's wallet.
we don't have our items.
Winston digs in Dragon Face's loincloth for his wallet, finds only sadness.
Lenny Swift Hands is now Lenny's gross hands.
Yeah. SIBO is currently taking Dragon Face's measurement. The captain enjoyed that so much that he's willing to take you to the captain's cabin. Because thought that was funny. And that he applauds your use of keeping Dragon Face in line because he was absolutely going to kill him.
Why can't I fight this?
The captain probably would have died as well.
I should be able to beat the ship.
You could have if you had gotten your entire team to. But you were trying to take on the captain by yourself and failing intimidation.
You gotta be a little more persuasive, sweetheart.
Yeah, Tony gets a time to, like, put this whole grizzly, but I threaten.
No, I got.
Like, to bring out the ship.
He's like, no, I don't give a
shit. Okay. So.
Suits level one spell.
Okay, so the captain takes you on the cabin and gives you all a stiff drink. Score.
I laugh at Dragon Face for being an idiot.
The captain agrees. he asks you,
what are your names?
Dragon Face.
The captain now thinks Lenny Swift's dad's name is Dragon Face and will remember that forever.
I stand by my decision.
Mazzetto.
Hold on a second.
Now when Dragonface wakes up and dies,
SIBO is now Mazzetto to the captain. The plot thickens. What is a Mazzetto?
A SIBO.
And Dragonface is Lenny Swift.
And Dragonface is drooling in the corner.
Yeah, super asleep. As you make your way towards the room under the deck, you detect a strong smell of alcohol. The door swings open and you find yourself in the captain's room. There's a large stocked bar with tons of exotic booze you wonder where Bumbox acquired. Across one of the walls is a map with clear markings towards your destination. If you knew how to pilot a boat... if only you knew how to pilot a boat. You do not. No one here has any maritime experience. On the desk lies some pen, parchment, and a book, How to Build a Raft. Nothing else of note. You smell something magic in the air.
You smell it.
I kiss Dragon Face.
It's Dragon Face.
It's Dragon Face.
You're still asleep. The Kabul crew are kind of poking at you, but nothing else of note is happening.
Hey, fellas, fellow crewmates, where do we put a guy's wallet?
He's dreaming of slaving Kabul.
The slaver shall become the slave.
So, Andrew, are you rolling?
Does it have to be one of these five?
Well, it's just, there's something magical going
something
on.
Something magical.
You don't have to cast Winston, it unless that's your choice.
Winston, you can also
so
detect
we probably
it
all
because
detect
you're a rogue.
The magic because it's probably strong enough to be detectable.
The kobolds are not magical based, so they have no idea what's in there.
Well, what's this for then?
Tingles!
What if the actual spell do then?
If you, like, found something that's, like, doing something weird and you're like, I wonder if this is magic, you can cast Detect Magic on it.
Oh, okay, but it's not in my 5 seconds right now if I can't cast it.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to cast it.
Okay, yeah,
I feel like if I didn't say anything, you guys wouldn't know it, so I'm just gonna go out
well, it must be potent if it's...
Yeah!
Yeah, if we
I think we should just move on.
You're so asleep right now.
I can't cast that.
You'll be less asleep.
So, the captain's in the room, yeah?
Yeah, he's here.
Captain, how about a drinking contest?
Oh!
Says the little 4-foot gnome.
Oh my god.
That's gotta be like a 0% chance.
If only we had Dragon Face.
I'd take you on. I didn't become a High King SIBO by not drinking.
Wait, I have a question.
You're a little man.
I have a question about SIBO's origin. Why is he a High King? What is he a king of?
He's a king of a destroyed civilization that was destroyed by
oh,
a dragon.
Okay. I can burn down his whole city, but I can't intimidate
I'm a king without a kingdom.
You may or may not have burned down his whole
king.
City.
Yeah,
he probably. It was probably you, though. Let's be honest. You have zero XP, you're level one, but you probably killed an entire race.
They're pretty easy. Where's your owl at?
All right.
He's in a pocket dimension.
Yeah.
Okay. I can summon him whenever.
Where'd that owl at, dog? No? What was your owl's name, dude?
Sergio. Screech Owl. He's a hardcore motherfucker.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So I'm gonna go over to the bar and pour him, like, the hardest stuff, and I'm gonna take a glass, but I'm not gonna fill it, but I'm gonna cast Minor Illusion on it to make it seem like it's full.
Oh.
Alright, what sort of beverage
are you talking? Damn, Tony, you gangsta!
Is it like a stein?
I'm gonna get like big steins, but I'm gonna fill it with like whiskey. Like, it's gonna be like unfair.
Alright. Magic whiskey!
Alright,
So I'm gonna like slam it down in front of him, and they're like, okay, let's go and do this.
And he's like,
You're going down!
Lenny's here to help.
Lenny's here to cheer you on and take his wallet.
Alright, Captain Rule's constitution check has to be a 10. He has a 17.
I make sure that it looks like I slam it really fast.
Boom! Okay. The captain is inebriated, but he's still awake.
Another!
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, blue-scaled half-dragon.
My mom was a blue-scaled half-dragon!
Damn right she is. She's beautiful. She'll take me to dinner sometime.
He's okay with that, but now it's
one little rape.
You were trying! I'm pretty sure the threat was big.
And scaly.
Alright,
does anything look like particularly expired on this shell?
Is there rat poison?
Is there like rat poison or something?
Oh, there it is. There's no rat poison, but you do see something called Orcish Brew. Which,
yeah, we're gonna do something. No, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just, like, open all the bottles and do, like, a garbage mix or everything.
Okay, so
I've gotta get him sick.
You pour some Orcish Brew, some Elvish, water.
It's in 4 Loko.
It's like vodka.
It's in 4 Loko. So it's Elvish spring water. I just forget what the Elvish thing is for it. Anyway, yeah. So everything's in this thing. The captain now rolls for a disadvantage because everything's in this thing. So, first roll. 11. Captain's still standing. But he has to roll more. That's a 5, baby. So the captain takes one last swig of the demon concoction, pukes all over the floor, leaving a terrible smell of.
Does that wake me up?
No. You're on deck still. Oh, you're still asleep.
That's a strong
seagulls
smell.
Seagulls are eating at you.
Does that wake me up?
No. The Cabal crew is now uninterested with your sleeping self and is no longer poking at you. That's what happened.
Is he still bleeding out? Because he got stabbed.
He got stabbed, but no, he's a dragon face.
When you drop to 0, that's when you're like at the point where you're just gushing.
There are injuries, but we're new to the game.
This is basically a paper cut for me.
Yeah. Well, he's probably like healing.
Stabbed and not.
You're like a dragon face, so the stab doesn't bother you so much as hurts your pride, all seriously.
Also, you are still.
I could have taken him.
So the captain's knocked out cold by this.
And this cabin's like apart from the rest of the ship, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now the captain is.
Is he still conscious though?
He's not.
Oh, okay.
He's out
so
cold.
He. Yeah, I'm gonna check his corpse.
Okay.
Well, his unconscious body.
All right.
You should just stab him.
The captain. Owns 3 things.
Okay.
One is his coat. He doesn't wear pants.
It's probably like
he has
gnome
like a
size.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
I actually have stats for it. It's tattered, red, and smells.
I'm not sure if SIBO would be down with that.
No.
Unless it does something.
It's tattered, red, and smells. Clifford. With
I'm gonna leave that on him.
Okay. So you leave a.
Yeah, that just looks like dirty. Ropes and I don't want that crap.
Alright. Okay, so he has his Seasung dagger.
Which apparently works on
probably take that just so that he's unarmed.
Alright, so Sibo takes the Seasung dagger. It is a crystalline dagger.
I'll take
it. It only does 1d4 damage, but.
Like a normal
dagger. Where's our shit
at?
We're getting to that.
Okay. What dagger?
It's Seasung. At Seasung, like Sung.
Like Samsung.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a hyphen. It's his sword, but in regular sized hands, not yours, it's a dagger, basically. Alright, there's also the Bumbox's tri-corner hat. Does anyone want the hat?
I do.
You're upstairs. but
you know, I'll go for it. I think I'd wear a hat.
I think Lenny would probably. It's like a mark of like a thing for him, like a like a trophy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I don't want him to.
Here, just pocket it.
Yeah, the bag of stuff.
For all those,
where did that come from?
For all those at home, Clark just threw a pirate hat at me. Now I'm wearing a pirate hat.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. When we get to shore, we're going to probably play it off like this is the captain.
Right.
We're going to be like, yes, we delivered this ship full of cobwebs for you. And they'll be like, what? And we'll be like, get him.
And as the new captain, I say, we turn it around.
So. So the hat actually has stats. It's plus one charisma, minus one wisdom.
That is a sexy hat.
Minus one what?
Minus one wisdom, plus one charisma.
I'll take it.
It takes away from wisdom.
It takes away from wisdom.
He's stupid. But his hat's not stupid.
His hat is beautiful. It is a nice hat.
His hat makes you dumber.
That's about right.
Less wise.
I think it makes people think I'm less wise, but like the feather makes me more charismatic.
Can I wake up yet?
You're still sleeping. You're still sawing logs, but you will be up soon. Don't
Dragon face, you missed so much. I got a new hat.
No. Oh, Tony.
Okay,
yes.
You
That's
get.
All I got.
You technically you successfully took out Bombox.
Okay. Want that hat?
So you just got
Give me that sweet XP, baby.
Yeah, you just got 15?
Okay. Let's see, 15? Yeah, I think 15.
The whole, the encounter run-up is 50, but there was 5 guys, since it's just the captain.
Have you guys ever met Sean Connery where you played a dragon?
No,
it's like, rock.
No. The Sean Connery where he plays a fucking dragon, and the dragon's like, I am the last one.
My name is Dragonfish.
We're going to
If I could do Sean Connery voice, that would be Dragonface.
Oh, what was I going to say?
Seems like oh no, that's Clark.
Not that I'm asking for it, but there is a thing called inspiration that can be rewarded when you roleplay well or do something good, like interesting.
I'm wearing a pirate hat right
now. Okay, well,
and basically, you can use an inspiration to get an extra die. It's like getting advantage.
Tony, give yourself an inspiration.
Wow.
Also,
I'll take it, whatever.
Well, it'll just be a good way to show everyone.
I just, because a lot of people here are new, I'm trying to introduce the rules to
That's
go,
fine.
So.
Also, give yourself one plot point.
Oh, yeah, we're doing plot points.
Plot points are awarded when you do something that's awesome.
So you can...
You just be drinking game.
I didn't get a plot point?
Something creative.
I stole a wallet.
I didn't wear a hat.
That was nice.
Burn down
you
are
wearing a hat.
Winston is playing the character.
You will get more opportunities.
Like your 15 minutes of fame, that's what
Yeah, that drinking game was clever.
Yeah.
Alright, it was nice. Let's get this ball.
Alright, so you still detect a magical presence. You do as well. Roll for perception, I guess.
Are we to like search in the room, or are we just like looking?
Winston, or Lenny, being the treasure hunter he is,
he's probably already like elbow deep in the drawer.
Notices a very large chest in the side of the room.
Yeah, crack like those large chests.
It could be trapped.
Well, why would he trap?
He is a crazy pirate captain.
He is crazy.
Check for chat.
I'll just open it with my mage hand.
Oh,
keep your mage hand.
Okay. Alright, so...
Standing on the other side of the room, far away from the potential dangers.
The plain brown pirate chest flips open. There was no explosion, but it was a good thought.
Plot point for you.
Yeah, go ahead and give yourself a plot point.
What?
You'll kiddo.
For those of you at home, Andrew is 8 feet tall and African-American.
Alright, so...
Saw a really bad video about that the other day. It was, black people play D&D for the first time. I was like, why do they gotta be black people?
So this is the second time?
Yes, we are all black.
I'm actually a beautiful Samoan, man.
I am literally the Rock.
The chest flips open and you see 4 packages, each labeled with poorly drawn pictures of your faces.
Oh yeah, I'm getting my shit back.
Alright, yeah, roll for get your shit back. Go ahead and grab
for picking up an object.
Go ahead and grab your stuff, Sibo.
Okay. You see Sibo strap on some
robes. He puts on his wizard hat.
Sebo does not wear a wizard hat.
Yeah, but you're gonna wear it.
I will wear it for class distinguishment. But Sebo is a bald-headed, bearded gnome.
An owl on his head. Sometimes.
Who, after getting his stuff, a portal opens on the top of his head, and a little owl raises up onto it as the portal closes.
I like it.
The owl goes, "Bah!" All right. But yeah, I'm basically wearing, like, robes, general wizard stuff. Ooh, I got spelled it.
No.
So can I get my tridents yet?
All right.
What the fuck's going on?
Of course, Quaid has a wizard robe. Did your mom sew that?
Is that a blanket?
Yes, she did.
Oh, poor Mrs. Clark's
all
mom.
All of the above.
This is for you.
Do I get something?
You have a dragon face, and I couldn't find anything, but there's a beret if you want to be honest.
An artsy dragon.
Dragon face barely wears any clothes anyway, so there's just like a sticky jock strap and chest with two tridents taped to it.
So, team notices this on the wall. They already saw this.
Oh, it's a team. Jigfuck, what?
So we got
Lenny.
So we got a map, which I poorly drew for the team, which shows the island and a few of its landmarks. Thank you, sir.
Is the ship called Rat's Gallery?
Yes.
Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Not a lot of intelligence on that one.
Yeah.
It's the hat. It lowers my wisdom.
All right,
so roll for perception. Oh my god, that beard. I can't even... That fits you so well.
Some would say that is a orderly, beautiful beard. Perhaps from the order of the beautiful beards.
I'm getting itchy from here.
How do I work
with this? Just for rules clarification, typically if we're not actively looking for something, we just take passive perception.
Okay, passive perception check.
Okay, I got an 11.
Chris.
And then his is a 12.
Roll, except Chris.
His is a 14, and his is a 10.
You can have, only if you put on a beard.
So the highest one is a
14. Yeah.
It's a dragon.
Good luck. it's something, all right.
You look like a goddamn homeless person.
Like those kinds you meet on your job.
Like not even like real homeless people, but just like the cliche homeless people.
Like a homeless person.
Andrew,
Hallmark
if
movie.
You don't want to wear the
yeah, like all those Hallmark
that was
movies
supposed to be
made for TV.
But he's
Hallmark
got the
can I wake up yet?
What was this supposed to be?
Yeah.
Top hat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so we're clearing out this chest.
All right, so Chris wakes up.
Yeah.
Kobolds are none the wiser of what's happening with Baldash right now. There's two.
Wait, they see me wake up.
Yeah, they don't care.
They're like that. He just got stabbed and
he doesn't have long to live.
Yeah, I go downstairs. Okay, so
I join the rest of the crew.
You join the rest of the crew. You probably have to give a better reason than that in most cases.
Okay, well, I look around, I don't see them, so I'm like, fuck everyone out there.
That's
why?
Cool.
You don't know us?
Well, I don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Dragon Face gets lonely, guys.
It's like brothers in bonds or whatever.
Yeah,
we're in bonds, literally.
That was true. That is true. Okay,
I
mean, so everyone's
like
reclaimed all
the
their equipment. You still have the money you stole.
Yeah,
Bumbox. Bumbox didn't skim that off the top. He's an orderly pirate. No, he's drunk on the floor.
Oh, for Lenny.
Perception check, you three.
Passive or active?
Passive.
11, 12, 14, 10.
9.
You don't roll for passive, you just have a number below your...
For what?
Passive perception, it's under skills, under the whole box.
Oh.
Zero.
Oh, you have a 10.
All right, so...
Yeah.
So,
Oh, 10.
Mizzetto over here has got a 14?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mizzetto notices a thing on the wall. A protruding lever. Does Mizzetto want to push it?
Some crazy ass shit. You know what? The Kobolds probably don't even know it. They're just like, we're fucking Kobolds. We stole this shit. We don't even fucking know.
Exactly. Yeah.
I pull the lever.
Ah, yeah. Let's get to it. The wall behind the map opens up, revealing a dark, dusty room, barely larger than a closet. On the table, there appears to be a note, a stack of papers, a religious tome, and a map. The map is just the same as the one that lies on the wall outside, but is dated much older.
Oh, wait, there's a cavern? Holy shit, we're storming the castle, guys.
Also, I just got the no-holds-barred pun. Because when you hear it out loud, It's Bard, like the musician.
Okay,
for
so
people.
We're there. All right, well, people who
once
can't
take
resist.
This damn ship. Wait, where's the, we have control of this fucking ship?
You can't control the ship. You have no idea how to steer.
Well, it's going straight though, right?
Yeah, it's almost straight. It's going straight towards
the So we
the
just
hell.
Fucking wait. It's gonna smash into the river.
Yeah,
well, there's a crew upstairs. I would assume that they know how to dock it. They probably are just like, whatever.
I just think the captain's,
we can the captain's giving us drinks right now.
They can fly, so they probably don't give a shit.
Yeah. Okay. So, the stuff's in the room.
Cliffs of Insanity is on this map? That's amazing.
Yeah, there's also the Cliffs of Sanity.
That must be where the dragon face is from.
The Cliffs of Sanity.
We need to go
to
work
with Cliffs of Insanity.
Rexville?
Because shipwrecks.
So what was in the room?
For the people who did not listen the first time.
They were talking.
They were talking. On the table there appears to be a note, a stack of papers, a religious tome, and a map.
I take the tome because it has interest on some of the player.
Alright, so you want to skim it right now?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're smarter than the average bear. You examine the tome and you're able to decipher it rather quickly. The tome is dedicated to the god Jan Kohi, a warrior god who strives against the bastardization of humanity. You flip through it as it uses a lot of incredibly wordy language to say the simplest things. From what you can tell, it can be summarized as such. 1. Man must strive to make himself the best they can be. 2. Invoke charity upon your fellow man, especially if he's ill. 3. Protect the children. 4. If you're to battle, battle head on. No magics, no tricks, no illusions.
I get it. Oh, I got your reference there. That was a no holds barred reference that people haven't seen before.
5. Demons must be stricken from the earth. 6. Man's most holy strengths comes from man alone. If you lay with another race, you are committing the most treacherous, treasonous of sins.
Yeah, this guy's not very progressive. Thing.
No.
They didn't see me when I was looking for Dragon Face's wallet, right?
Get a handful of Dragon Face booty. They're major buzzkills. Alright, there's also papers and a note if you want to.
I don't.
Can I take the book?
You can take.
Okay, I'm taking you. Can I use the book?
SIBO?
I'll flip to the other side.
Whoa, you can skip.
Yeah, let's go in order.
Let's go in order. Wins is never going to go.
Yeah.
What was
let's
the
start
guy's
going
name?
Around.
Jan Kohi.
Okay.
Jan. I wanted
J A N N C O H E.
The only thing left is that old map and a pile of papers.
Yeah.
I flipped through the papers.
Okay. Thank you for role playing. You get a plot point.
Thank you for participating.
Yes, please.
We'll start going around.
The papers are old, brittle, and aged from the constant sea air. They will likely not travel if you try to put them in your pocket. Many are stuck together, but you manage to piece together what they were about. They are mission briefings from a group called the Penultimates, which Bumbox mentioned earlier, who he stole the ship from. These a religious group that hunts demons who worships the god Jan Kohi, who seeks to bring down the holy fire upon all that bastardize the perfect human form. It seems that this group, who also,
essentially.
It seems that this group is also racist against any half-race out there, citing the creation of children from two different races as an aberration. It is not clear whether they ever killed such people, but it is clear that they had dozens of successful missions fighting demons.
Lenny cares not for this fiction. Lenny's here for the treasure.
Man, humans are dicks.
Throw the book away.
Alright, one thing left to look at in this room. If you need to.
Tony.
Is it my turn?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll look at the map.
No, it's not the map. It's the notes. The map is just that map.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that map anyway.
Okay.
And then I'll look through the
map. Tony has acquired one map.
Nice, bro!
Max are
useful. The note reads... let's get the words. Unfolding the gently sealed note, you find it written in strong, swooping cursive. Dearest Counselor Undertaker, it is my pleasure that you have chosen the penultimate group Hogan for the task of demon sleeping on the Isle of No Holds Barred. We've landed here for only a day, and from what we've learned, there is a power struggle between the Thing... L. Reifert, and the resident warlock here, with the citizenry caught in the middle. It is unclear whether El Reifert is a demon, or that the warlock has made a pact with the demon, but with this being learned on within the course of the day, I have no doubt we'll come to the bottom. Unfortunately, I have another matter to discuss. It's about the, well, girl you put in our care. The men have voiced their concerns, and sir, I must agree with them. A half-orc, and a youth at that? By Jan Kohi's holy fire, I do not know why you've decided to pity this creature, but her existence is against everything we strive for.
This is written on, like, 3 pages back to back.
And to ask me to train her? I would not go as far as to say blasphemy, but I would like an explanation, and it better be a good one.
Lenny starts swimming to shore.
Sincerely, and in all due haste, Basilius Hogan of the Angels Gallery.
Alright, I'll pocket this.
So I can burn those.
Why not?
Let me tell you something, brother.
Let's all team up on Dragon Face and use his body as a full
face down.
How much health does Andrew have?
I have more than you do. Yeah.
Well, he does have more health than me, but
he also has more armor.
Well, so he won't fight. He'll just walk.
I can heal too.
Have I got my fucking triumph back yet?
Yeah, you got your triumph back.
Oh man, let's go, Andrew. Mile. We'll wait. We'll let this play out. Well, first, I'll just say something.
Are you saying all of this as Dragon Face?
Pause. I'll say it when I'm in the Dragon Face voice. That's how you know it's Dragon Face. I say
a racial derogatory comment to Andrew about fucking dwarves.
So whatever that
means. About screwing dwarves or about just being a dwarf?
Nah, more like just being a dwarf. Okay. Like the N-word, but the dwarf. Oh. So like, I call him a midget or something. I assume that's offensive.
What was it? Squats?
Yeah, I call him a squat.
Oh, yeah. Did he even heal yet?
No, he's still damaged.
You little squat, won't you heal me? Before coming to my country taking our jabs.
How do I heal? As mentioned, it's basically Andrew's job. For
yeah. I'm the one with the healing spots.
Yeah, so you're currently super stabbed right now. You don't want to deal with that.
Andrew.
Mizzetto. Wait, you guys don't even know each other's names yet.
I know Lenny.
Mizzetto. I know I just called you a race, but you seem like a nice guy. A racial slur, but you seem like a nice guy, so you want to be a bro and heal me up?
No. Alright, instead of that, is there any band-aids in this ship?
There is absolutely nothing like
your wound has become infected.
Alright, have we hit the damn shore? Yeah, this is like...
I don't know, you're inside the ship.
I walk outside, see if this is a fucking... Do we hit the shore?
Alright, do you all walk outside?
Yeah, I walk outside.
We've cleaned out everything, right?
Yeah,
you know, I figure it's going to go off top deck and just chill. Chill until whatever.
You exit the captain's cabin and go back aboard. Instantaneously, all eyes turn towards you. The entire Kobold crew notices that Lenny Swifthands is currently wearing the captain's hat. And all just freak out.
I go back down. Because
I'm the... Okay, I'd like to persuade them.
I go...
Okay,
you hear me? What? I go back downstairs.
Okay. You're back downstairs. Yep. Lenny's persuading.
I close the door.
Okay. Okay, so Dragon Face stayed on the ship.
Lenny? I won't get stabbed again, brother.
Lenny, what's your persuasion for here?
I'm the captain.
Look at me.
We won it in the drinking contest.
Alright, rolling a d20 to persuade them.
This has gotta be like 100.
That I beat them in beat the captain in a drinking contest, and I get to be captain till the end of the day.
I'm Pirate King now!
No, he's never Pirate King. It takes like several seasons.
Ask him yourself. I'm gonna cast Minor Illusion again to make the sound of the captain's voice saying, "It's okay, I drank too much."
A different body!
Persuasion checks down is made easier by Tony's illusion, but...
10 plus
1. Oh, you got it. It was 10.
Alright, well, I hear nothing bad happening, so I go back upstairs.
Dragon Face is kind of wandering around the ship right now. He's not really much sure what
to make it. Like,
he
the
wants
best
to
day
kill Mizzetto, but he just doesn't
we
know
should,
how
like,
to.
Like, instantiate a bunch of rules that he'll have to deal with
I would like,
off the ship.
As your new captain, I would like to say, Pizza Party!
The kobolds are confused.
I wish I could create food so badly right now.
Can you put, when you're editing this, can you put in some 90s party song?
Have we got the damn, like, shore yet?
The shore is about, one click away.
Like 2 seconds?
Yeah,
like
2 seconds.
Sweet.
You'll treat your captain with some respect.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Men, kill drag this dragon face.
All right,
let's all team up and then just ditch him at the shore.
We'll say pizza as soon as we get to shore. You know, make him, give him a little bit of motivation.
I like that.
All right.
Do you want me to get my whips? It usually helps the dwarves work a little bit harder.
I call this one Scarlet because of the scars and the red stuff that comes out of him.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus Christ. Alright. Thanks to Lenny Swifthands and Sibo's quick thinking, the ship was not destroyed when it got to the island or before getting to the island.
I can't imagine as soon as it docks, the sails just collapse.
I burn it down.
All the staples come out.
Is that a thing you're doing?
No.
Okay.
I'll save that fire, bro. That's something that's going to come in handy later.
All right. What's your play here? The ship's now the ship is now docking on the island.
Later, losers! Jump off, Raleigh.
Men, since I am your captain for the rest of the day, we'll head back to mainland. That crude dragon man can fend for himself.
He's like, I'm still getting the platinum.
So dragon man,
one plop went from me.
Dragon face is currently running across the shore.
Onto the beach. I haven't gone quite into the tree line yet.
Well, there's no tree line.
Why is it fucking up
there's
the
cliffs.
Ship? I want to get off this damn ship.
You're off the ship.
All right, cool.
The crew, unfortunately, has to disagree with you because they need more supplies before they leave. So you have to stay there, and by that point, it will no longer be a day. So you will no longer be camping.
What are we looking at here? What's on the shore?
An island has appeared seemingly from nowhere, and the ship has came to a stop along its shore. The island's temperature air hits with the waves as the humble and veteran crew disembarks from the ruined vessel to examine their new surroundings.
Humble.
The rocky beach is covered with smooth green rocks, as well as massive sharp ones. Even the sand is green, and yet tall palm trees sprout from the rocky shore in spite of itself. The jade shore doesn't span farther than you can see, and it ends abruptly with a pair of massive cliffs either side. The only way the adventurers can head is north, where a humble stone shrine awaits them.
This map says it's the Truce Breaker's Shrine. Luckily, Dragonface beat us there.
Wait, I beat them there, so I can look around first.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What do I find?
You find... The shrine calls out to Dragonface.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hello! It chimes in a brutal tenor.
Hey, man, what's a weed?
I suppose you're the group I sent for, yes? Please approach this... little hobble.
No way, with that voice, I won't get molested.
We've matters to discuss. The answers you seek. You should be.
go up to the shrine.
You can, the shrine is currently talking to you, but it's waiting for the rest of the party to show.
Anything else laying around?
The shrine is by itself. Nothing interesting.
Is the voice coming from the shrine?
Yeah, the voice coming from the shrine.
Can I get out of it?
Yes, you can.
Is he saying
that? I'm sorry, I'm not very good at this. I think I'm supposed to wait until everyone's here? I've never done this before.
Who's everyone? Should we bring the captain?
No.
Yeah, just brought it to you.
Alright, men, as your captain, I say, follow me into the woods!
So we got, like, a bunch of, like, slaves with us?
You have no slaves with you.
We were the slaves.
Yeah. The kobolds stay with their ship and their drunken captain because they have to resupply. So that means fishing...
They're brewing coffee, boy.
It's okay, though.
Yes, captain. Master.
Coffee.
Alright, Serpent's drunk.
Alright, well.
Alright, so does the group approach the shrine? Because you don't really get...
Well, you know, I feel like you guys are pretty intelligent. Sibo,
I'm not. I'm the lowest of them.
See, Bo, you seem like a smart enough guy. You helped me with that persuasion. Should we bring one or two of these crewmen as our guards? Because for the rest of the day, they gotta listen to me.
I think they won't. They already said they won't because they're staying with the ship to resupply.
Oh. He might be able to persuade them.
Yeah, I thought they said that.
I am making up the rules. Dragon Thank
face.
You.
I thought they had to stay on the island to resupply.
Yeah.
Why would they have to stay on shore?
All right. Well, yeah, sure.
Most of the Kobolds are staying.
You're not
with
me, Dragon Face. Also, you're an idiot.
he's like already at the shrine. You're so fucking dumb.
Just take him with you. You shut up!
Alright, roll a persuasion check. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, might as well bring
him. Alright, yeah.
Oh, man, they're gonna betray the shit out of us.
I got a 15, and.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be enough. To get just two of them,
yeah. Yeah, okay, so.
And I choose the buffest, too.
The Erds. The Flying Kobolds, because your captain decided to join you.
Wait, what?
For a short stint.
Why are you captain?
Because I'm captain.
Oh. He's captain.
Remember, I'm captain.
Captain's still unconscious now. Captain's still drunk and, yeah. Okay. So he's captain for the day.
Like, I'm not doing that, guys.
You drank like two full steins of hard liquor. Yeah. You're going to be done for a while.
Okay, so now you're being followed by two words. Their names are Steve and Bob.
Hello. Hello there, Steve and Bob. I'm Lenny.
Captain, we have to deal with this all day.
Do they have any weapons on them?
No, they have spears.
Two spears. Good spears?
No.
They're worse than I tried.
They're probably like shitty monster spears.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to the goddamn shrine.
Voice to heal me?
Yeah, alright, so we head over to the shrine.
Yes.
Really?
First lady check.
I feel like you could still 11. Say that's
good.
Not for you.
I suppose that's not too hard. Though I thought I brought a cleric with you. Why isn't he helping you up with yourself?
I hear he doesn't like dragons for some
reason. We're okay, so.
I feel like all this talking suffices.
And as the crew approaches the shrine, what will happen next week? The Legion of Renob!
Thank you for listening to The Legion of Renob Season 1, Episode 1. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, go check out legionofrenob.com or on iTunes and give us a good rating and subscription. If you give us that 5-star rating, we will no doubt read it on air because we love you and we appreciate you as a person. If you want to get a hold of us, go to our Twitter. That would be @legionofrenob or our Facebook, which is /legionofrenob. Basically, all our social plugs are on our website, so go there if you want to, you know, send us one of them tweet mails. Finally, musical considerations this episode go to Kevin McLeod from Incompetech.com and Robit Games, creators of the Treasure Adventure game, an upcoming Treasure Adventure world. Okay, that's everything from me. I hope you liked the episode. Bye-bye. Okay, well,
I wonder what Renob spelled backwards is.
Don't say that, cut that. We want that.
It's a secret. It's a secret.